This is the moment. A new start. Now the UK has left the EU.
Time for us to get going.
To seize new opportunities as we transition to our new relationship.
Get moving.
It's in our hands now.
So we've got to get started.
Truck drivers.
Tech entrepreneurs.
Engineers.
Fishermen.
Farmers.
Lawyers.
Makers.
Holiday makers.
Creators.
Big business. Small business. Travelling for business.
We all need to plan ahead.
Check the guidance. Make the changes. And let's get going.
Sign up now at gov.uk/transition and check, change, go for the UK's new start.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
Hi there, Kelly.
Hi.
There are cows.
Cows? In the studio? I don't see any.
No.
All right.
64 outside of Georgetown in Indiana closed both directions since last night because cows are roaming.
Since last night?
The freeway.
They're having a freeway party?
Yeah, just kind of know that the cows are big animals. Takes a while to gather them all up. And
we are going to have a cow party.
Yeah, so just be advised. Early traffic note that if you're needing to head 64 out west, you're not going to go very far. Or if you're coming in from out there in Indiana into the city this morning, know that they're hoping to have it clear by, like, quote unquote rush hour this morning.
Since last night, though, they've been
according to Brian Good.
Are they making a cross country trip? What's happening?
I don't know. According to Brian Good over at Wave 3 News, it was like 10:30 last night. Apparently, there was a big, like, semi full of cows that overturned on the highway, and then cows just started roaming around. And
oh no,
they've been having an issue getting them all together. So, anyways,
a bad day at work for that trucker.
I know.
Oh, I feel so bad.
Well, I remember like a few years ago when a pig truck overturned in Spaghetti Junction there, and were just pigs kind of roaming around the highway there in downtown. So, you know, every now and then we get reminded of that we are just a couple miles away from being
country.
The country.
Yeah.
That's right.
So are they trying to round the cows up to get back in a truck to go where they were originally going?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know those answers.
Letting them fly, be free, find new homes.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case.
I'm really invested now in the cow story. Like, what's going to happen?
Right,
is
for
this
sure.
Like a little stroke of luck to where they're going to.
Is there
going to
be a Disney movie later about this sort of cow heist?
Yeah. Or maybe they were headed off to a really nice farm where they're just going to go and hang out and give milk.
I mean, typically when you see a bunch of cows in the back of a semi, you're thinking, okay, that's probably going to be some steak dinners. At
it's
some point.
Be some burgers.
Yeah, it's going to be some burgers at some point. But
so maybe this is their second chance.
Maybe. Who knows? Who knows?
I kind of need to know, though, what their plan is.
Like, maybe they're getting spared.
Are there cow wranglers out there working right now as we speak?
Cowboys, if you will.
Cowboys.
Is there a call for the cowboys?
Big belt buckle, boots, hats. Are they at work right now?
I guess eastbound is open at this point. Westbound still closed. So, but just kind of know that cows. I didn't think we'd start the show with cows, but here we are.
We have cows.
Yep.
All right.
Cows.
Well, I hope it works out. I mean, I don't know what I hope. I don't know where they're going.
And I don't know what the meaning of works out is.
I know.
I
hope nobody hits one.
Right.
That's not
well,
good.
And I think that's why they're shutting it down. And I don't know if it's a, like cleaning up roadkill sort of situation or a little bit of that and a little bit of like rounding up the meandering cows that are there in the area.
They're just like, snack break.
Yeah, right. So
go over here and graze on some grass.
In your high school, did as a senior prank, were there ever the like releasing the animals or livestock in the high school? Was that ever a thing in your high school?
A, we didn't have livestock. B, no. We didn't do senior prank day.
Okay. All right.
We did, like, there were a senior skip day where we had, you know, closed campus.
So we
could, like, leave for lunch, but some of us, like, left for lunch.
So we had a we did have chickens released in our high school one year.
Chickens.
But then there was an urban legend of a group of students who released, I don't think it was our high school. I think it was one of the high schools in our district, but it was an outerlying high school. But they released three pigs in the school, but they had put like paint on them and they numbered them 1, 2, 4. And so
to make them think there
was another one still running around.
Oh, crazy. Kids.
Kind of an urban legend. Don't know if it's true or not, but one of those things. So,
wow.
Who knows if this is some elaborate senior prank? Probably not because school's not in session. Nonetheless, cows. That's how we start the show.
All right. So if there's anybody out there that can give us a report on the cows,
that'd be great.
Yeah.
Setting the bar stories, phone taps this morning, and all sorts of stuff as we kick things off with your feel good next on 99.7 DJX. Feel good. Do them every hour. Kelly K.
This is so sweet. Picture of 77-year-old Archie on a lawnmower.
Archie on a lawnmower. Got it.
Archie's mowing the lawn. It's not his lawn, though.
Okay.
He keeps showing up to mow the lawn and tend the yard of a family who lost 3 family members recently.
Aww.
He said he's always helping. If I stop, I'm done. He learned that his neighbor, Joni, lost 3 family members. She was surprised to look out her window, see him mowing their lawn, snapped a pic, shared it with the socials. Just a good human helping out another human. Archie out there mowing lawns.
Look at that.
Didn't even ask him to.
All right.
He's just going to keep doing it.
Well,
sweet 77-year-old Archie. I'll tweet out the story so you can see it from the Good News Movement.
Cool. At Ben and Kelly Show, you can get that there. Feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. And Kelly, you're going to be shocked at what I have to say about one of your favorite shows next. By the way, I just heard from Brian Good over at Way 3 News Storm Tracking Team. They're trying to clean up 92 cows on I-64 over there in, what is that, Harrison County? Indiana, over by Corden, kind of past Georgetown. So
that's a lot.
Yeah, 92 cows. So
what's the progress? Do we have, how many do we have? How many are still roaming?
I don't know. They've been doing it since last night, though. So there you go. Just keep that in mind as you are headed out of the town. All right. So, Kelly, this is probably going to come as a shock, and it's going to be hard for you to hear. Regarding one of your favorite shows, and I'm going to say one of your favorite shows, just knowing how you used to love watching Dancing with the Stars.
Okay. What are you going to say?
You know Tom Bergeron, right?
I do know Tom Bergeron.
And you know Aaron Andrews, right?
I do know Aaron Andrews.
They're the hosts,
yes,
I guess,
yes,
of Dancing with the Stars. Tom Bergeron for the past 15 years.
Yes, what about
him?
Kind
of an institution, if you will.
He is an institution. He's a national treasure, even. What's happening?
Well, he tweeted... He was just informed.
No.
He is not coming back.
No!
Yep.
How can you fire Tom Bergeron? He's the greatest host ever.
Yeah, so they also revealed that Aaron Andrews not coming back, saying that they're going in a new creative direction. A new creative direction without Tom Bergeron and Aaron Andrews.
That sucks. Is that the new creative direction of what the show is? Listen, Tom had the perfect mix of snark and sass.
Yeah, he had been...
I loved him.
He had been on the show since 2005.
Since its inception, right?
28 seasons of Dancing with the Stars.
He's the OG.
Yes.
What? I don't... What? Are they going to have Len host now?
I don't know what they're going to do.
Step out from the judge's table? What is happening?
Yeah, so as we always say, there's one constant in life, and that is change. So,
I want to speak to the manager.
Okay.
I'm going to go full Karen on this.
All right.
I am upset.
All right, so Tom Bergeron, Aaron Andrews, they're out at Dancing with the Stars. So
that is such a bad decision.
If that's one of your favorite shows like it is Kelly's, just know that it's going to be different when you tune in the next time.
I'm not on board. They didn't clear this with me first.
Well,
I want to speak to the manager.
Okay. Who knows? Maybe Tom Bergeron's got something lined up.
I need to see Tom on my TV box somewhere.
All right.
It'll an institution, a national treasure.
It'll be okay.
Tom Bergeron.
So now, do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
I'm boycotting.
Or are you out?
I'm boycotting.
Because
at this point, I'm out.
I feel like you enjoyed the show as it was.
I did.
But you enjoyed the entire package. Now that one piece of that package is gone.
It's a big piece.
Yeah, okay.
It's a big piece of the package. All right. Tom Bergeron. He's a man.
Okay, so there you go. Sorry. Sorry
what?
To give you such divisive news here early this morning.
I am going to need them to erect a statue of Tom Bergeron. A golden statue in his honor.
That may be awkward, especially being if there's a new host.
Whatever.
Okay.
Listen, if they try to come at me with Nick Cannon, he is on The Masked Singer.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
He's got a job.
All right. Setting the bar. These are examples of what not to do, okay?
Okay.
All right. You can manage to make it through the day without, I don't know, trying to rob a pizza parlor with a machete when the owner has a pizza. You're doing okay.
So wait. Was he hoping to maybe use it to slice some pizza?
So Delaware State Police are still searching for this guy. So if you're within the sound of my voice and you recently tried to hold up a pizza parlor in Sussex County on Friday with a machete, then police are going to kindly ask to speak with you. Here's the thing. He attempted to use a machete to rob the pizza place. The owner of the pizza place was not going to have any part of it. So he took a pizza and threw it at the guy, to which he was like, I ain't dealing with that. And then left.
Get out.
Yeah.
He's got a machete, so he could have had like a...
It could have been like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle,
exactly.
Sort of like...
In my mind, that's how it was happening.
Yeah, and then...
Slicing it midair.
You know, and 16 slices fly to all the patrons there in the pizza parlor.
All perfectly on the plate.
Right, yeah. And people are like, oh, delicious. Yeah, pepperoni mushroom. Love it.
And he turns around and walks out.
Yeah. So here's the... Yeah. But the guy did not do that. So he walks in with his machete. He's like, give me your money. And the guy's like, no. And throws a pizza at him. Kind of, I'm thinking, probably like a Frisbee.
Right.
Right? Because how are you going to throw a pizza?
Yeah, it's Frisbee.
It's got to be like a
your
Frisbee.
Only option. Sure.
And that's when the dude, and I don't know if like it hit him and it like burned him with the sauce or whatever.
Marinara in the eye or
something. The cheese or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, nope, can't mess with this. And so he left. So anyways, police are now looking for him. But here's the thing. If you were at a pizza place and getting robbed, what would you use in defense? I'm thinking if I was able to, I'd grab the hot
peppers.
I'd grab the hot pepper shaker.
Uh-huh.
That has like the crushed red pepper, you know, that usually sits on the tables there at a pizza parlor.
Okay.
I'd grab some of that, open the top, and throw that, so then it'd get it in that person's eyes, and then...
That would hurt.
That would probably hurt and burn, and then they would be thwarted in their attempts at robbing me.
I did work at a pizza place back in the day. I worked at Little Caesars in high school.
Did you ever get robbed?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, so you don't have life experience as to...
Yeah. I didn't put myself through...
What you do in this.
That thought process. I didn't prepare myself properly.
Yeah,
thank
training.
Goodness. I didn't have to...
But you're right.
Deal with that.
Maybe some sliced jalapenos. I'm thinking something hot.
Yeah.
You know, throw. Well, of course. I mean, heck, you've got. Let's assume you don't have like your pizza cutting knife nearby.
Oh,
because
yeah.
That gets dangerous.
Yeah.
But you've just got maybe a pepperoni stick, like a large pepperoni stick throwing it.
Yeah.
That could be something, right?
Well, okay. Maybe. I think I'm going to go for probably the pizza slicer.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. So
I'm going to try to find some sort of a tool because I don't think the food is going to be a worthy opponent for the machete.
Maybe the person who's robbing is allergic to mushrooms and you just throw some mushrooms at him.
Why don't you ask him first? Hey, are you allergic to
anything?
Excuse me.
I know what you're trying
toppings?
To do. But I
your
just want to know if any of these are allergens for you.
See, this is why we're not in these situations, because we would not handle it well.
No. So again,
thank
setting the bar.
For that quick thinking owner.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to rob a pizza parlor with a machete when the owner has a pizza to use as a defense, then you're doing okay.
Well, let's just not rob people in general.
Well, there you go. But that would ruin our bit.
All right.
So that's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. Feel good every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So we go to Virginia Beach for this one, to a waitress that got a really big tip. Now this one, I don't know if you've heard of this before, but it's the Venmo challenge.
Okay.
Dan Pugh was from Ohio. They were going on a trip, and he saw the Venmo challenge and thought that, you know what, I want to participate in this. He explains it.
I wanted to spread some love and positivity during the trip.
The Ohio native was scrolling through social media when he came across the Venmo challenge.
You ask your social media followers, your friends, your family, or businesses, or anybody, and you say, hey, if you want to donate through Venmo challenge, and then you donate, and then you surprise a food service worker with a tip.
And then on Friday, after being helped by Aubrey Sikerbike, this happened.
So listen, oh, we're going to do a challenge, $650.
Oh my God, no!
Listen, let's make sure it's all here.
And he had like a lot of cash and started like counting it out in front of me. And I honestly didn't know like what was happening. I didn't know if it was like a social experiment, see if I would take it or not.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
$650. And then they were able to spread some to the other waiters too. So just a really cool idea, the Venmo challenge there. So maybe you could start that up. Go spread some love yourself.
Yeah.
To some food service workers. We'll tweet out the story so you can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, good deal. There you feel good. We do them every hour throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Still to come this hour, a new phone tap. And as I said a little bit earlier, it was kind of a shock and a surprise to me that, oh, look, July 15th is almost here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, look, our deferred tax deadline is almost here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, look, it's time for me to do my taxes. So anyways, phone tap coming up. And in sports news, this came as zero shock as Washington, D.C.'s professional football team announced yesterday that they will change their name from the Washington Redskins to still yet an undetermined name. They did say that they were going to announce what that name was going to be yesterday, but it didn't actually happen. So still kind of waiting to see what the new incarnation of the Washington, D.C. football team will be.
All right, then. We're all on the edge of our seats. Just waiting. Can't wait to hear the news.
I know that you zone out when we talk sports most of the time, and I know that this is so far from your world right now.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
I don't watch the NFL. I don't pay any attention to it.
Okay.
Nor the NBA. None of it.
I know. You're not a sports person.
No.
I get it. I get it. So, anyways, just a quick update there for you.
Great. All right?
An update to just tell you there's no update.
Yes. It is so informative.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was well worth the segment.
All right, so thank you. Thank you. I'll write things down and I'll pass them over to you.
Put a
before
star
we
next to that one. Okay. This was a stellar segment.
Great segment there. Coming up next, as we are approaching our deferred tax deadline, there are some things that William Hassenpepper is going to need to make sure gets, you know, accounted for, right?
Right.
It's not illegal, but it is income.
Yeah, sure is.
Matt's an accountant. He's probably pretty busy today.
Yeah, today, tomorrow, as July 15th is that deferred deadline. So.
People are scrambling because they forgot.
Yeah, so phone tap coming up here next.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Got a message from Rick. My buddy Matt's an accountant, does my taxes every year, so I thought you guys could find a way for a Hassenpepper to phone tap him.
Wow. First time he's ever been called out.
I mean, they know.
They know. All right. So William has some questions here, and welcome Matt to your phone tap.
Advisors.
Yes, Matt, please.
Yeah, this is Matt.
Matt, it's William Hassenpepper. I'm looking for a new tax guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We can help you with that.
Wonderful.
Let me just grab a notepad here. Your name, sir?
That is William Hassenpepper.
Okay, why don't we set up a time for you to come down? Do you have your W-2s and receipts and things like that all together?
Yeah. I'll set on that, but I do need to tell you I've got a little income on the side. I may have to report.
All right, well, we should report all income.
Right. Straight cash deal, though. I legitimately get a paycheck, you know, as a cashier, though. But I do a little dancing on the side.
Dancing?
Well, stripping. There, I said it.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I'm not necessarily proud of that.
No, I wasn't judging you. We all have a living to make.
Right. Yeah, grinding up on old ladies at the retirement home was not necessarily what I envisioned for me at graduation from college, but...
It is what it is.
That's right. That's right. Anyways, I got this move where I put a little Bing Cherry in my G-string, shake a little to the left, shake a little to the right, drops out right in a martini glass.
Oh, my God!
Wow. Impressive.
Right?
So how much income in cash do you think you'd say you generate, sir?
Probably 30, 40,000.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a sizable amount. You need to record that.
Well, I figured as much, but I'm needing you to launder it for me.
Oh, my God.
Listen, you made this, like a waiter makes cash tips. It's not illegal, but it is income.
But you can launder it, right?
I don't think you really understand what that means.
Well, no, I'm asking, can you wash the money? It's been in crevices of my body I'm not proud of.
Are you serious?
Well, yeah, I really don't feel right about putting cash back into circulation, It's got my sweat on it. If you sent this money to a lab, they'd probably quarantine it.
Okay, then. Listen, do you want to make an appointment?
Well, yes, I want to make an appointment. That's why I'm calling you.
All right, how does your week look like next week?
Well, pretty good. Mornings are a bit bad for me as I have to do these phone taps.
So this is a prank.
Well, yeah, it's a prank. It's 99.7 DJX. Hi there, I'm Ben Davis, and your buddy Rick sent us an email asking to set you up.
Oh my God.
Oh man, that's funny. I got to get it back for this one. To hear the real calls that I get, though, yours actually wasn't that bad.
Oh my gosh, really? Wow. I'll let you go since it's kind of your busy season. You're pushing it here, but thanks so much for playing along.
All right, and you guys have a great day.
All right, you too.
This wasn't his weirdest. No, are you kidding me? I kind of need to see the move, though.
You want
to
see the move?
I kind of need to see the move.
You want to see the G-string move?
Impressive.
That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. Get some text messages here real quick. 502-571-9970. Just had William Hassenpepper and the phone tap, which, by the way, you can hear right now up on the podcast at WDJX.com. Click listen. Bruce said, OMG. It is what it is. Ha ha, that was great. Yeah, well, when your job or your side hustle is literally hustling for old women at the retirement home. Barb checks in and says, okay, I just laughed so hard at you and the Hassenpepper that my chest hurts. I love listening to you all on my way to work. Have a great day. Thanks, Barb.
I think we all have visions in our head now of that move that you described.
Of the... shake a little to the left, shake a little to the right,
yeah,
and
a little, bit.
A little Bing Cherry pops out into your martini glass.
Oh, wow.
A little boop.
Oh, my God.
Good stuff there. Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, anyways, yeah, you can get that up at WDJX.com. I mean, right?
Right. I mean...
Feels
makes
good.
You feel some sort of way.
It makes you feel some sort of way. We got a tweet from Holly that just sent us a GIF of a cat playing a ukulele and then said, you know what I need.
Does she need a cat party?
No. She followed that up with, I wonder what's inside your butthole.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Oh my God.
I wonder what's inside your butthole. Maybe there's astronauts, maybe there's aliens. All inside your butthole. What's inside your butthole?
I mean, no purer song has ever been written by a child.
Don't know if, you just needed that sort of intermission.
Yeah, it's like an intermission.
It is kind of like a little intermission.
A life intermission.
There you go. So enjoy that little intermission of what's inside your butthole.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Know that we're here for you.
Just say it like that. It's jarring.
Justin Bieber, 99.7 DJX, kind of sent some Jack Harlow fans into hysterics when he Instagram storied a verse in Jack Harlow's What's Poppin'. So remember, Jack Harlow released that remix last month featuring Tory Lanez, DaBaby, and Lil Wayne, right?
So funny to say all those names. DaBaby.
Yeah. And Justin Bieber then recently posted on his stories that literally sent everybody into kind of hysterics. And Jack Harlow retweeted with kind of that embarrassed, like, face emoji. Like, what does this all mean? But here's what it sounds like.
Exotic, brand new land, big body. I'm sliding, I'm going wild like ramen. I'm getting green like CeeLo, CeeBo, I got the Chico's. Eating over open style, I get a bottle of wine on arrival. Hey, pasta, you see the baddest powder.
Look at that.
So are those the actual lyrics or did Bieber make up his own?
No, Bieber made up his own.
Oh.
So I don't know. I don't know if Bieber just rapped over an instrumental of What's Poppin'.
Yeah.
And did it himself.
Just kind of like, kinda, hey, this is what I would have done.
Right. But I've heard rumors that they've wanted to collaborate.
Interesting.
Interesting indeed. So anyways, you can see that. We've got it posted up at WDJX.com.
Or there's going to be 16 more versions of that song.
I know, like Old Town Road from last summer, where how do you make a
five
hit record
remixes
5 months in a row?
Yeah.
Well, you do 16,000 remixes
yeah.
to the same song.
Okay.
Yeah, well, hey, it works for him. It worked for Lil Nas X. Maybe it can work for Jack Harlow. So anyways, you can see that up at WDJX.com. Feel good stories. Kelly Kay.
Okay, so there's this kid that he's a 20-year-old college student. And he was at the University of Aberdeen, Scotland. His name's Cleon.
Okay.
He was trying to book flights home to Athens, Greece back in March, but each one was canceled during the pandemic.
Sure.
So
mm-hmm.
he decided, you know what? It's only 2,175 miles home.
Stop it. He's not walking, is he?
No, I'm going to ride a bike.
Wow.
Yep. So he set up an Instagram account. Allowed his supporters to track his progress. He packed some bread,
wow.
some canned goods.
Wait.
Off on his journey.
So he biked from where to where?
He was he biked from Scotland, University of Aberdeen, Scotland, to Athens, Greece. So he
holy cow.
Rode 35 to 75 miles per day through England, the Netherlands, Germany, Austria, and Italy. Took a boat from the east coast of Italy to the Greek port of Patras, where he got back on his bike and rode the rest of the way to his neighborhood.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't you think if he would have gotten that far, family or friends would have met him at the port and said, hey, we'll pick you up.
But then if you've launched this Instagram journey, I mean, you got to see it all the way
through.
Is it
selling it short then?
I feel like yes. Huh. I feel even though it would have been impressive. Just to get to the Greek port.
Yes.
He said he learned a lot of things about himself and his limits, about his strengths and his weaknesses. And he's hoping that it inspired at least one more person to get out of their comfort zone and try something big.
All right.
That is big.
That is big.
I have confidence.
Listen,
and I will never do anything like that.
I rode my bike from our building downtown to St. Matthew's. One time. And my butt hurt so bad.
Yeah.
At the end of that ride, which was what, 8 miles?
I was going to say, how many miles is that?
Yeah, maybe like 7-8 miles. Not that far. Could you imagine?
No, sir.
How sore his butt is?
Oh, no, sir.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Bike seats are not known to be the comfiest.
Wow.
I don't know if he had like the wide comfort seat.
It looked like he had like a, you know, one of those like racing bike type of things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the skinny tires.
Didn't look comfortable.
Mmm.
Mmm. He made it. Pretty amazing.
Someone's going to have to rub some cream on.
Some special areas.
Yeah, his. I wonder what's inside your
oh my God.
Areas. Because hashtag hemorrhoids.
Well, he's, you know, he's right? young.
He's young.
He's young. Strapping young man.
Just because you're young, that means.
Years old.
Can't get hemorrhoids, right?
Oh yeah, he's probably.
All
I
right.
Don't know. Thank you for not sharing that with us.
All right. What's the youngest person listening right now who's had hemorrhoids?
Oh my God. It's not the side road we need to go down. Why?
I was nine.
Why? Someone else saying, Mommy, what's hemorrhoids?
They're a pain in your rear. I saw this TikTok video starting to kind of go viral about the correct way to tie your shoes. And I'm like, there's a wrong way to tie your shoes?
That's kind of what I was thinking.
I thought it was just like you tie your shoes. And if it stays tied, then correct. Then it's correct.
Yeah.
Right? But apparently they're saying that if you do the whole bunny ear, then around and then make the two bunny ears first and then kind of tie those.
That's wrong.
That they will lay, I guess, parallel to your shoe rather than perpendicular, and they'll untie themselves after about 20 minutes. So
interesting.
Yeah, this TikTok video.
Science says you're probably tying your shoes wrong. They did an actual study on it. The one people use the most is the worst. Bunny ear knots come untied after 15 minutes.
Yeah, so bunny knots, those bunny ear knots, that's what she's saying, come untied.
So here's the way to do it right. Cross your left lace over the right, make a loop on the right side, cross the left lace around that loop, and pull it through.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
So
whoa. I'm a left looper.
Wait. I
don't loop the right side. I loop the left side.
All right. Let me put my foot on the console here and tie my shoe. Okay. So
you do crisscross.
Crisscross applesauce.
Yeah.
And then
through the loop, tie, pull. Okay. Now, which side are you making the bunny ear?
All right. So now I've got the two straight laces I'm holding in my left and I'm holding in my right.
You
got
to make a bunny ear. Which side are you doing it on?
What the lady is saying, the correct way to do it is to do it on the right.
The
is
right
that
side.
Said?
Yeah. I don't do that.
Oh, no. I go left.
Left. I go left,
I
too.
I go left, and then I...
And then around and
do
with the
bunny,
right.
Bunny around the tree.
Yeah.
And then shove that sucker right through the hole. And then
pull.
Boom.
There you go.
There it is. Why is this wrong?
I don't know. I'm so perplexed because I'm a left looper. Always have been.
Yeah, I think I'm on team left loop, too.
Why does it need to be a right looper?
Huh.
Like, I think she's doing it wrong. Maybe she doesn't know her left from her right.
Or maybe she's left-handed, because I'm right-handed and I do the left. Maybe she's left-handed and so she does the right.
Maybe.
Anyways.
All right, we need right loopers to tell us why you're doing it like
that. They claim it's backed by a study from the Royal Society of Mathematical, Physical, and Engineering Sciences, which compared the two versions of the common shoelace bow tie knot, and the correct version being you make the loop on the right side, then you cross the left lace around that loop and pull through.
Back the truck up. What agency studied this?
Royal Society of Mathematical, Physical, and Engineering Sciences.
Do you think they have something more important to study other than how people tie their shoes? Do you think?
The Royal Society.
Okay.
Of Mathematical, Physical, and Engineering Sciences. Here's the thing.
They sound like very smart people. I feel like they have bigger fish to fry.
You and I could not get a membership into the Royal Society of Mathematical, Physical, and Engineering Sciences.
And I feel like this study is way below their intelligence level. Like, why are we looking at this?
I don't know. Maybe someone tweeted them. Like, okay. Hey, how do you tie your shoes? And they're like, this is the only way.
Okay. It's so weird.
So I don't know if you needed this sort of knowledge this morning, but
Do we need to start a society for the left loopers?
The left loop society?
The left loop society. Do we need a support group? Because I feel like if we're doing it wrong, I don't want to be right.
Again, this is why slip-ons,
yes,
flip-flops, and Velcro sneakers are a thing.
Yeah, no, you know. I got slip-ons.
Yep, there it is. Wow, free fries yesterday, free donuts Friday. How? It's Krispy Kreme celebrating their birthday, so...
Blessings upon blessings.
I know. You got to buy a dozen to get a dozen. So it's like BOGO, right?
Okay.
It's a BOGO deal?
It's a BOGO deal.
Is that what you call it?
Buy one, get one.
Yeah, buy one, get one. Uh-huh. So you get a dozen donuts, you can get an extra dozen. But man, like two dozen? Holy cow.
That's a lot of donuts. Like, yeah, you need to share.
I'll tell you, when we had the building open, and when we...
Which I don't even remember that time.
Right, and when we had, like, every Friday, we used to deliver Krispy Kreme donuts to clients and things like that. Like, you and I didn't, necessarily, but other people here in the building would. And they'd always have, like, some boxes of donuts lying around. And I'll tell you, every Friday, it was an inner struggle for me.
Yeah.
Of like walking by. And I know that the sugar on the Krispy Kreme is a little too much for your tasting, you're liking.
Yeah, it's a little too much. But you have the little angel bend and the little devil bend.
I have the devil bend on one shoulder. I got the angel bend on the other shoulder.
Just take one.
Where it's like,
just a little bit.
Yeah, all you need, just a little bite. That's all you need.
But then you're going to have to run like 15 more miles to make up for that bad life choice.
Yeah, so I, and here's the thing. It was even tougher when there'd be the variety pack.
Oh, yeah.
When you'd open up and be like, oh, blueberry. Well, that's health.
For the health.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you get the blueberry. That's for the health.
There are ways to justify it.
It's basically fruit.
It's basically fruit wrapped in healthy bread.
Yeah. It's a fruit sandwich. All I'm having is a fruit sandwich.
Fried. Do you remember? So this is back when we had the building open, A, and back when we had interns, B, we would like send the interns, say, listen, go investigate. Go see what kind of donuts we have.
See if there's just a normal glaze.
Or if it's the variety pack.
If it's the variety,
you grab a plate.
I know.
You load some up. Don't forget the blueberry for the health.
I remember they would come back and they'd be like, yeah, we got yelled at by people because we weren't supposed to take them yet. They hadn't taken them out to clients yet.
Like the interns were not worthy to get the donuts.
We're like, hey, listen, just tell them Ben and Kelly sent you. Just tell them Ben and Kelly sent you. So anyways.
What kind of operation were we running around here?
I know, right? So on Friday, you can get a dozen when you buy a dozen for Krispy Kremes.
Walk in and say, hey, I heard that if you buy a dozen,
No.
You get a dozen.
No, don't even do that. Be like, I tell you what, I'm going to give you a deal. I'm going to buy this dozen and you're going to give me one.
You're going to slip me
one. You're going to slip me an extra dozen for free.
You don't have to tell anybody. It's our secret.
It'll be our secret. And they'll just look at you strange and be like, okay, here you go.
Get it on video.
Yeah, right.
Please.
Yeah, get it on video for sure. Me. Kelly K's kids song right there, 99.7 DJX.
That's Ava's jam right now. She's cleaning windows over the weekend. Stand up on a little step ladder so she could reach a little bit up high. It was jamming to that song. We listened to it 5 times in a row.
Well, yeah, you can't get sick of it.
No, yeah.
No.
And she's like, she is performing as she is wiping down the windows.
Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, Rain on Me. I like the fact that it's surface level. It is what you get. There's no like weird innuendo.
Right.
Or anything that sometimes, because I remember when my older daughters were real young and their song they loved was Sean Kingston, Beautiful Girls. And so it dawned on me as, you know, they're singing it in the back. And remember that song? It was Beautiful Girls.
Uh-huh.
And then they get to the, they got me suicidal.
Oh,
and I like look in the back seat. I'm like,
not a good lyric.
I'm like, man.
Little girls to sing.
All right. I didn't even realize that was in there, I guess. Yeah, and then until they start repeating it back to you.
Yeah.
And so, right. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, and then even not a much more innocent example, Zoe, my youngest, her song, Shawn Mendes.
Uh-huh.
And it, like, when he does the line, just picture everybody naked.
Uh-huh.
And
that's jarring.
And she, well, but she doesn't say it.
Oh, she doesn't?
She would say, just picture everybody.
Oh,
and then she
like,
paused.
She knows
then,
that's inappropriate.
And then she'd tell me, she'd be like, I don't say that word.
That is so great. Listen, last night we completely embarrassed our kids because, you know, we were just kind of laughing about how different our musical tastes are from our childhood.
Sure.
We watched a Netflix special on David Foster and all of the songs. He's a legendary producer.
Like Celine Dion.
Yes.
Right, all
and
that.
Chicago,
right.
Peter Cetera back in the day.
That is, yeah.
So we're going way back, right? So the Hubs bought Chicago's Greatest Hits and we're playing it last night at dinner and we're both singing and our kids were like, Mom! Dad, God, no, it's so embarrassing. Stop it.
I mean, that's live right there.
And we were performing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Performing to them.
It was amazing.
They didn't even appreciate it.
They didn't appreciate it.
No, not at all.
Guys, these are classics.
There you go. I saw this on a meme on Instagram. Settling the most important summer debate. You've seen the meme that says, okay, what level of bacon are you eating?
Yeah.
And they have like raw bacon one. they have a little slightly cooked bacon too.
All the way up to
just absolutely burnt at being like 6.
Yeah.
They do the same thing for toast. I've seen the same thing for toast where it's like, you know, what type of toast are you eating? Where number one is like just raw bread.
Yes.
All the way to blackened toast.
Yes. I need it kind of right in the middle.
So now marshmallow on a stick is the next thing.
For a s'more. You got 6 levels.
6 levels where number one is literally you stick the marshmallow on the end of the thing and you
barely soft.
Yeah. Number two, just a little bit of just a little brown. 3 is a nice brown all around. 4, you start to see a little bit of that blackened
it's
on the tip.
Misshapen. At
yeah,
this
a little
point.
Yeah, because it's starting to melt a little bit. 5, it's definitely caught on fire.
Yes. And you've blown it off.
But you've blown it out pretty quickly.
Yes.
And then 6, you let that sucker burn for a minute before you blowing it out.
Okay.
And you're doing what?
The only correct answer is number 3.
I say no, that's good if you're just wanting to maybe do it, man, I don't know. Because see, even 3, you get the raw center. I mean, the center
is
still
soft.
It's soft
enough. No, you can squish that thing. No. You can squish that thing no problem between the graham crackers.
But what if you're just taking it right off the stick and eating it?
Okay, then it's pretty mushy and melts right in your mouth.
See, I'm going to go 4, maybe even 5.
See, I feel like it's too far gone at 4.
No, you need to have a little bit of the catching it on fire, even if it's just ever so briefly. It needs a little bit of that charred flavor.
See, now I need to know like what amount of time you let it linger and what distance. Because I always seem to sometimes just stick it in a little too far.
That's what she said.
A little too close to the flame. And it catches on fire like way too early.
Well, you have to have patience. Just like with anything done correctly, there needs to be a level of patience.
Yeah. Okay.
That's, I think, where your issue is.
We're talking about marshmallows.
I know.
We're talking about toasting marshmallows.
Yes.
People are tuning in the middle of this conversation and they're confused. Possibly alarmed.
Possibly alarmed. We'll share the meme at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter so you can see exactly what we're talking about.
But I'm number 3 all the way. It's too misshapen at 4 for me.
I don't care about the shape. I care about the taste.
Okay. Well, I'm just, the consistency, I think, is a little too runny, oozy.
I'm saying 4 or maybe even 5. I've even gone 6 and I've been happy with it.
Really?
Yeah. But it's all about having patience when you're sticking it in.
And don't do it too far.
The flame with the marshmallow.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
At Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter. Definitely the most divisive thing we've talked about so far this morning is the color of your marshmallow when it gets toasted. At Ben and Kelly Show, you can see it on Twitter. April, she lets us know 6 is her.
Oh, that's aggressive.
6 being
burnt to a crisp.
When you light it on fire
and let it burn for a while.
For a few seconds before blowing it out.
No.
Mike tweets 6. People,
what's up with that?
See, you're like right in the middle. You're a 3.
Yeah.
You need it to be just like that golden, like light golden brown.
Where you can, like, when you put it on the graham cracker and the piece of chocolate and you just squish it perfectly down to where it's not oozing too much over the side, but it's perfectly smashed. And it's warming the chocolate.
Yeah, I'm more of the 5 or 4 or 5. I like it a little bit more done. And then 5 where you light it on fire for just a hot second and then blow it out. 6 is all the way.
That's just, it's fully engulfed.
Yeah. So, hey, enjoy that debate Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show. And if you missed anything else from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. WDGX.com, phone tap.
I'm still angry over Tom Bergeron.
There's a Tom Bergeron news that is lighting Kelly up.
I'm angry.
Setting the bar with pizza, how to tie your shoe correctly, all that sort of stuff up on the podcast. You can get a hold of that.
All the hard-hitting issues.
That's what we cover at Ben and Kelly Show or WDGX.com. Click listen. All right, guys. Tomorrow, it's Craigslist Misconnections Day, so look forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the day for romance.
Romance day.
I mean, it's hump day, right?
Yeah, hump day.
Okay. Wait. What day is it? Hump day?
Hump day. Okay, guys. Have a good one. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.